We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning three lines from the top, beginning of a line, Toshima. We learned yesterday that Zman Yama holds Ein Shechita Lo'if Min HaTayra. And the Gemara said he learned from the word of Shafach, that says at the end of the Pasuk of Kisei Adam, says, V'Shafach Hasdama, you see, all needs Shvicha, does not need Shechita. And we asked first the Kasha from a case where something became in the Vela, and it says, you don't have to do Kisei Adam, why not? By oif, you should have to give dam. So the Mara says, let's talk about chaya. Mara is not a raya. It says, I'm sheichet, I need the dam for something. The Mara assumed we need it for moths, and therefore you need the dam of a oif, of a bird. And it says what? That you chayav l'chasos. And only eight is to do noichroy oikroy. But if you do noichroy oikroy, then you don't have to do kiss adam. The more cash is why not? Noichroy oikroy is a hechsher of a oif. If you don't have to do kiss adam, so more says no. That's talking about a case of a chaya. That case don't want a case of a chaya. It's tesefta. That case don't want a chaya. Now with a third raya. Toshima. Three lines from the top, beginning of a line. Toshima Malik Basakin, if someone does Malika with a knife, a Kohen does Malika with a knife, he's supposed to do it with his fingernail, does it with a knife. So it's not a good Malika. What's the halacha? Matame begodim abeis abliya. Has din of a nevela. And it's matame begodim abeis abliya. If someone swallows that oif, he becomes tame. Viyam is ain't shechita b'oif min ha'tayra. If you hold it, you don't have to shechita, and nikur, or it's a ikur, or neichra is enough. So here, it's not worse than that. So what's wrong? Hinami the tovar. Even though he's right, you started from the back of the neck and you broke first the back of the neck and the spine, so maybe have a le trefa, but at least it's not going to be an avela because you don't need shechita. Neichroi or oikroi is enough, and this is for sure, neichroi or oikroi, a knife in the back of the neck for sure is as good as neichroi or oikroi, highly sacrament, higher than avela. This is Mamash Klal Raya. We're talking about an oif, obviously. We're talking about something that's supposed to malika with it, instead he did a sakin, so we're talking about an oif. And it says very clearly that by the oif, the halach is, it's an avela. Why should it be an avela? If you hold in shechita l'oif min ha'tayra, it's not an avela. There's such a case. It's a shechita. It's a form of a hechsher, making it not an avela by oif. What's the way to do it? Either do shechita, you do a oikra, you pull out the simanim, or noikra means you slice the simanim. In any case, this is a kiyum of that. So why is it a avela? It should be a trefa. So to Gemara, you're right. This price at Haka is clear that Shechita is as din Shechita l'oif min ha'tayra. But the Man Yama here, who said Ein Shechita l'oif min ha'tayra, which is Rav Yehuda Mishem, Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, is going according to the following Tana. Who do Makai Tana? Tana Tana Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Kapper b'Rabbi Yomer Matam Leima. What's behind the pasuk that says Ach Kashi Ochal Esatzvi V'Sohayol Kein Techelenu Atomi V'Atar Yachter Yechelenu. Talking about there, Kachim. That we got a mum and you paid it. So it says in the pasuk, you don't have to eat it bit tahira. You eat it like an atomic eat it also. Just like a tzviva ayol is always chulim because there's no carbon that comes from a tzviva ayol. So just like when you eat that, you eat a betuma. This also give a tumma, as the pasuk says. So the question is, v'chimal amanu mitzviva ayol. Why do you have to speak out? Why do you have to speak out these lichtoiv ach atom v'atar yach v'chlenu, Rashi says. Just say, atomic eat it. What do you have to give me examples? If I cared, tziva ayol is a hekesh to psulim makdashim. Ma psulim, it's not pshat psulim makdashim learning out of tziva ayol. Tziva ayol is learning out of psulim makdashim. Ma psulim makdashim is shechita, just like psulim makdashim, which is kachim, needs shechita. That we know needs shechita, like the pasuk says, v'zavachta mebekorecha, kachim that got a mum. It's clear that needs shechita because it says v'zavachta mebekorecha. So it's saying, just like those need psulim k'dash mitzchita, av tzivayol b'shchita. Va'oif, and the batana goes further, it says, va'oif, ain't lo shchita v'der atayra, there's no makar for that. Elam d'ver serfins d'ra banam. So we have over here a brisa of Rabbi Elazar Kapar that says clearly that you don't need shchita lo'oif min ha'tayra, and that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Who's the Tana? What's the name of the Tana argues? We have here a clear brisa that says, this third brisa here was clear that there's shechita l'oif min ha'tayra. That's why there it's an avela. Man Tana de Polagala the Rebbe Elazar Kapar. Rebbe Elazar Kapar. Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Eimer, says in the Pasuk, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. The Pasuk says, All that is part of Lachem Mishina, including Roiv Echad Vaif. So he learns that Aif has Shechita Menat Torah is learned out from the Lachem Mishima Sinai. Now, this is interesting, Rashi's man, Stam, as Marshal points this out, when the Moses man Tana, who argues on Rav Elazar Akapa, so Rashi's, so which, where do we have him first, a Bryce, and not like Elazar Akapa, do we need a name of the Tana? So Rashi, man Tana Dele'el, the Tony, Noichroi Oikroi, that Noichroi Oikroi needs, or does not need Kisa Adam. So why did Rashi pick that as the flagship Bryce that says, the yes shechita of matara. There we were doicha. Said that's not tumah achaya. Rashi should have brought there mantana, because the brisa of malak basakin. The din of malak basakin that says matam b'gam isabliya. That din you should have brought them. That toshima, because that's the one that's clear that you need that there's a din shechita loif matara. I got as Mashal points out that Rashi punk different brisa. There are pshatim in the achareinim to answer that kasha. Okay. Something more about Echad Vaif. It says in the Mishnah that when it comes to Oif, it's different than a Behema. A Behema, you need two Simonim. Masha'inkin by Oif, it's enough for one Simon. And then you have a new din about Roif. Roif is enough by Shnayim Behema, Roif Echad Vaif. But that's clear, one Simon is sufficient by Shechitas Oif. Itma, Rav Nachman Omar, it could be either Simon. Oif Veshet, Oif Kanan. There's two Simonim. It's the windpipe and the food pipe. The Veshet is the food pipe. The food pipe is much more delicate, actually, than the Kanan. Where we find that difference in that that's delicate. When it comes to a trefa, a veshet, even a small tiny hole makes it a trefa. A kana, until it's actually cut more than half, it's not considered a trefa. So Rav Nachman says, either you shech the veshet or the kana beroiv, that's enough. Rav Ada Ba'avam, a veshet le kana. The only time one simon's enough is if you shech the veshet. Shechting the kana alone is not enough. What's the pshat? Rav Nachman Omar, a veshet le kana echaktoni. Echad koldu, echad ba'if is enough, either simon. Vad v'hav amar, veshet, dafka, veshet v'leikana. Why? My echad meyuchet. It means the meyuchet shiva simonim. Only, if you want to do one, it's been a meyuchet shiva simonim. Why is this more meyuchet? Zog Rashi. Rashi says, veshet meyuchet shiva simonim, who, shechias habehema tolibay. To have benekev mashu mitifah, a little hole becomes trefa. V'ilukana ad the mifsek ruba, until it gets cracked more than half. So therefore, that's miyuchid, and different Rav Nachman is dafka veshet. So we have machlekes over here between Rav Nachman and Rav Ada Bahava, if either simon is enough. So now the Gemara is going to have different kashas on the Man Yoma holds that you need dafka to veshet, and the simon for the next kashas are shachat, chatzoyim, gargeres, pegima, the chatzoyim. Five different brises. Zok Gemara Meisvei shachat es haveshet. We had this braisa really twice in this Masechta, but a third time. Someone shechted the veshet, and afterwards the gageres got ripped out. Ksher, it's kosher, because he might have shechted the veshet, and that's good. And it became a treif only afterwards. Nishpta gageres, first the kona got dislodged, and then v'achach shechted the veshet, and then you shechted the veshet psula. It's possible. You know why? Because the treif already before the shechita. What about shachas aveshet? For instance, gragera shemuta. Any day, I'm koydim shchita nishvata. If it got this large before the shchita, im laachas shchita shemuta. You're not sure. And when it got this large before or after, zeri ma'isev amru kol sofik b'shchita psula. By every sofik shchita, it's possible because the chazaka is that it's the cheskas that's aser, and therefore el sofik shchita psula. Now adkan this brisa which we have multiple times. So what do you want from the brisa? Why did it say a case dafka shachas aveshet? Say it like this: Shachas like a geres, but nishpto a veshet. Why is it shachas a veshet? Bilu shchita be a geres like Tani. So it seems pretty clear. Yeah, it seems pretty clear that the shchita only applies to a veshet when you do one shchita, and you didn't pick a case of a geres. Bilu shchita be a geres like Tani. Well, no. The reason says the case is because a geres avidu shtamute. It's much easier for the windpipe to get dislodged. And therefore, that's the case we give. As Vadas Lav Dafka, either Shechita could be enough. See, here we bring a raya dafka to veshataka. In this side of the Gemara. This, the kasha on Manyama holds either one. Here, we bring a raya to Manyama holds dafka to vesh. Let's see further. Toshima. Shachat shnei chatze simonim ba'oif. Shecht two half simonim ba'oif. I mean, even though you did two simonim, but they both only half, pasula. Ve'in tzoklem behema. And it's possible by behema also that if you did only half a simon, it's not enough. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ba'oif, ach yishchet esav veshet vesav ridim. That ba'oif, you have to do the shchita on the veshet and also the ridim. And Rashi explains that we're arguing on the ridim part, saying, by the way, it's not enough to have roiv of a simon, you also have to have the ridim. You have to have also the veins that have the blood in it, the jugular. You also have to have the rhythm. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, why would they pick the veshet? Say, at yishchot es haveshet oyakono ve'esav rhythm. Why dafka the veshet? So you see, klar, only a veshet, like the shita of Rav Adah Bahava. So Tumor, no. The reason why this veshet is, because in the veshet, it's somach of rhythm. If you want to cut the rhythm, it's easier if you're doing one simon to do the veshet, because the veshet is in between the kana and the mefarekas, and it's near the ridim, therefore it picked the veshet. A third raya, one way or another. Let's see. Toshima. Shochat chati gageras. Someone shechted a half a gageras. Bishok the shchita acheres. And he did a shehiya. Shehiya is puzzled by a shchita. But here, it's not a problem. Why? Because chati gageras is not a trefi yet. So you could just say, okay, the shechita didn't happen because I made a shia. We'll start the shechita afterwards. And it's not a problem because a half a kana that's chopped is not a trefa. So shechita chatzik ha-geretz v'shechita k'dei shechita ha-cheretz v'gomri, you finished it off, shechita se-k'sheira. My labo, it seems very clear that it's enough in the kana. You just finish off the kana and you're good to go. My labo, so it's clear that not like Rav Adah Bahava, it's clear like Rav Nachman, that either one's enough. My labo, or my gomri, gomri ha-geretz. So I'm going to law, you're talking about behema. Well, my gomra, gomra shchita kula. It means like this. Shach has a geres, the vashah, and then the gomra, the whole thing. You did the rest of the guy geres and the vashah. That's what we're talking about. Shchita asai is ksheir.
Why didn't you have a shchita?
Because since the half a kana, you look at it, you didn't do a shchita yet. Because this is not a trefa yet, so you look at it, nothing happened. Nothing happened yet. Shchita only starts when it turns into a trefa, something happens to the behema. Nothing happened by chatzik kana. If you start a mashu on a vashah and waited, then it'd be possible. Because a mashu and a veshet is a taka of trefa. Something more vaita, not showing no raya. Toshima, hareisha yechatsi kana pogum. Let's say it was naturally cracked in half. Again, we said it's not a trefa yet, because only chatsi. Vahoyisha lo kosher. You add a little bit, the gomra, you finished up, shkudas kosher. It's kosher. Mr. Clark, kana is enough for shkita on the kana. My lav oif. My gomra, gomra le kana. He finished the kana. Light. More answer, no. Don't worry, behemoth. My gomra, gomra le veshet. Did the veshet also as well, besides for the kana. So we got out of those riots. Now we come to the last riot, and this will be already a Mariah Mechrachas against Rav Adah Barahava. Toshima, Ketza Molkin Chatasoyev. How do you do Malika on a Chatasoyev? Malika, we're talking about here. Choytech Shedra Mefarekas. You take your fingernail, you cut it through the spine and the back of the neck. Beloy Rav Basa, not Rav Basa. We do Rav Basa, then it's already dead before you started. So Beloy Rav Basa. Ach Megila Veshet, Oy Lekana. Either one. It's enough of a shchita. Gil veshet oil kana chaydech simon echad. The roiv bas iman. After the roiv bas iman, we spoke about already before and davchav why it's roiv bas there. Uba oila you need shnayim. Oiv shnayim. By oila's oif you need malika on shnayim or roiv shnayim. What do you see? Clear veshet oil kana. Tiyufta the rav adah bahava tiyufta. You see, it's enough to be mekayim a shchita by behema by oif rather. You see malika by oif. It's enough either veshet oil kana. So it's a kasha rav adah bahava. Zot the Gemara, my avalah. What's a lachal ma'isa? Frankly, my avalah. We just said a tiyufta the rabbi avah. My avalah can be amrus. Zot the Gemara, no. Dilma shani asam the ikas shedra mefarekas, which means like this: that maybe dafka by melika there either the kana vesha works. You know why? Because you also knock through the shedra mefarekas, so you knocked out most of the chias already. So the kana vesha works. So whatever a regular shchita from the front of the neck is kana vesha enough. I can ask me if that's your shaylas. What was the tiyufta? What was the tiyufta? Zokter Rishonim, the Rasbarei says this, that the Rav Adah and Rav Nachman argue really by both, by Malika and by Shchita. So the Tziyufta was, Rav Adah and Rav is definitely wrong when it comes to Malika. He said, you have to Veshet, not the Kano. If you do one, only the Veshet, that's wrong. Malika is clear, either one. But the question is, what? How do we fear zich when it comes to shechita? Is either seven enough or not? So we want to bring a raya from a maisa, where there we see, we go like one of these mandiyamim. So my tashima, tahu. So this next raya gets a little bit involved in the sugya of elu treifis, which is a big sugya, a big parak in chulin, talks about treifis. My tashima, who bar avza? There was this duck, the havabe rava, that was in Rava's house. They brought it to Rava to show it to him, and it was alive still. And also, its neck was full of dam. They wanted to know, can we shech this duck? It looks a good shmack, a fat duck. It's good for the yontif, suda. And the question was, it had a little bit red on the neck. So we're not sure what to do over here. So, like Rashi explains, the shaila is maybe it was nifsaka kana, maybe the kana is cracked more than half, or maybe a little hole in the veshet. But Rashi says, we're not worried about suffolk drusa. Drusa is that a certain animal, like a cat, that claws into a chicken, it puts a certain poison into it, and then becomes a treifa. That we weren't chayshish for. We're not chayshish for that, and I'm clear to be chayshish for that. But here, since you see blood there, we're worried maybe some kind of wound to the simanim. So what should we do now? Amar Rav, hechi nevin, how should we check this duck before we shecht it? Hechi nevin, nishchateish, first maybe we shecht it, top on base now. Nishchate, let's check it. Well, then we'll check out the simanim, see what it was. But that's not going to be good. Why? The makam nekev kashachet. Maybe you poked shechted in the makam nekev, it really had a nekev, and then it really was a treifa. So it's not good. You can't shecht and then check. It might have shechted in the makam of the wound. Nivdike v'had nishchate, first check it. That means you'll open the skin a little bit and check the simanim. Va'amar rabba, veshet ein lebedika v'chutz. You can check the kana. But the veshet, you cannot check mibachot. El mafim. What's the reason? So Rashi explains, since the veshet is possible of a mashu, so it's very possible it has a hole, but on the outside you wouldn't be able to tell because the blood would cover it and the whole entire food pipe on the outside is red. So you wouldn't be able to tell. Inside of the food pipe is white. So when you open the food pipe, you look inside, you can see any opening because it's white. If there's a red spot, you know it's a hole. So you can't do it from the outside. So what's the eitz over here? So Amar Rav Yosef Reis, Rav Yosef's son, Rav's son, Rav Yosef was there, you know, checking out the duck. So he said, Pashta Eitza. Nivdike lekana, check the kana right now, that you could check from the outside. Venishchate now shecht it. Venishchate lekana, leave the veshet intact. So venishchate lekana v'lichshrei, and it's kosher. V'hado, then take out the veshet, lafchu al veshet, turn it upside down, you know, turn it inside out. V'livdike and check it. So Amar Rava, wow! Chacham Yosef Reib betrayed Rabbi Yechonon. Your mom is in Treves like a sukkah, like Rabbi Yechonon. Sukkah of Treves like Rabbi Yechonon. Either means because Rabbi Yechonon is a big buck in Treves, or Rabbi Yechonon is bucking everything. You like the Rabbi Yechonon of Treves. So what do you see? Ad kind of story. What do you see in the story? From the whole story, like 8 days, he said, just check the kana and then check the veshet. Obviously, kana is enough. Alma echad the kama yihai yihai. See what Paskin is that either simon is enough, either the veshet or the kana. Klar, here either one is enough to be considered a good shechita.